Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you Intimate Encounters with your hosts, Miss Toya, Taz, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
What's up, man? I can't hear you, dude.
What's good, man?
You breaking up bad, man.
I don't know, man.
Okay, there you go. Well, there you was.
I ain't feeling nothing. You good?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Can you hear him, Wick?
Yeah, I can hear him.
All right,
well, let's get it moving. Welcome to Sin City, y'all. It's your boy Cass. Y'all know how we do it. We got Father Time, man. Wick. What's good, y'all?
You
know, like, what's good, bro?
Shit, chilling, man. You know me. Network politicking. But, y'all know, I guess we're going to get into the topic early, man. Secrets. Now, I know we all got those secrets. We don't tell. You know what I'm saying? What's one of the secrets that you never told your mate? Whether it's past, present, or future. You know, a secret that you're like, well, fuck. Hey, I'm going to take this one to the grave. You got one, dog?
Well, if I tell you, it ain't a secret no more.
That don't mean they know who it is. I mean, that's why I asked you earlier why we got the lines real quick.
Oh. Nah, I don't keep no secrets, man.
What?
I tell them whatever they ask me, man, depending on how long we've been together. You know what I mean?
So you mean tell me there's nothing in your family you didn't kept a secret? I mean,
like I said, if she asks me, then I'll tell her, but I mean, I'm not going to volunteer everything. You know what I'm saying? But to me, I don't think I got no secrets, man. I can't think of one, dude. I'm sorry, I can't. Really, seriously. I don't got nothing that I can take to the grave, you know what I mean?
Folks tonight.
I just can't do it.
What's going on? Why are you sound so far away?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do I still sound far away?
No, everything's clear now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure what was going on, but hopefully we got it.
So what's going on?
Secrets, baby, secrets.
Oh.
we want to know. Now, this is what we asking.
Uh-huh.
We ask, all right, now, as far as your mate, I mean, it ain't got to be nothing sexual. It's just a secret. A secret from your past, present, or something that you know, like, even if you don't got a mate right now, like, if you have one in the future, you still ain't going to tell this secret. You got one?
Yeah.
Can you let me know what it is, or you still got to keep it a secret?
I have to tell you in a minute because there's somebody in the room with me, and I can't say. But I can say this much. I was told by my grandmother never to tell all your information because they'll throw that up in your face in the end.
I've heard that too. Wait, what about you?
Yeah, I had one. This was some years ago. I was with one of my baby's mamas. I lost all my money in a dice game, man, and told I got robbed.
Hey, you know what? I think you're mad to use that one.
Yeah, you know, couldn't think of nothing else. That's the first one that popped in my head.
I think I've used that one once or twice.
I ain't never used that one.
You don't lie.
Yeah, I say he chilling me tonight. He's on his very God thing today.
Yeah, like we don't know him or something.
Right. I know.
Okay. Well, all right. I'll tell you what. Okay, y'all, give me a secret then. Goddamn. What's one of my secrets? Either one of y'all answer that.
You know what? I got one, but it did blow up in your face. What?
Huh?
What?
You tried
to
get
old girl's friend. That was a secret.
Even
though the cat got
out the bag. That was different, man.
You was gonna go tell her?
Hell no, I wasn't gonna tell her. But that was different. That wasn't no secret, man. That was done with the lights on.
Oh boy, you motherfucker with nobody there but me. I wasn't gonna tell on you.
That's different, man. That ain't really no secret, man. Give me a second, man. I'm gonna give you a secret, man.
Give me a second.
Let me marinate on that. We got a new caller though. They might want to give up a secret. Caller, what's happening? Is this Candy or Sweetness? One of the two.
This is Candy.
Hey, what's up, Candy?
What's up?
What's going on, man? Tonight's topic is secrets. One that you didn't keep from your mate or whoever. I mean, whether it's past, present, or future, this secret you're not telling them.
I've cheated in the past relationships and never said anything to nobody, but.
Was it one of them juicy, was it with his boy or something like that?
No, I don't know. I ain't that dirty.
You don't know if it was his boy?
I said, no, I'm not that dirty.
No. Boy, this is the nicest group of people I've ever had on the radio. God dang.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I don't
have any secrets because I keep it real.
Oh, don't start with this. Here we go. Starting early. Keep it real.
I got a secret.
What's up, baby?
Okay. I dated a guy for a while, and he had, like, proposed to me and everything, and his father was making passes at me. And a couple of times he was like twice, he was way out of line. The first time I didn't know how to handle it, and the second time I just went ahead and told him a little bit. I didn't tell him everything, but his father was just way, way out of line. One time he stuck his hand down my shirt.
So he just grabbed a handful.
He was supposedly handing me something and didn't want anybody to see what he was handing me. But he didn't have to put it down my shirt.
That shit sounds like a smooth move to me.
I guess.
Here you go, baby. Oops. Let me just put it right here where won't nobody see it.
Yeah.
He's ready to start the song, Daddy's Home.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had just told him enough to know that his father was being disrespectful, and he was ready to pull a gun out on his father, his own father. So if I would have told him everything, then he probably would have done something to him for real.
So you really didn't keep the whole secret. You just told half of it.
I told half of it, yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Now, yeah, I can see that one being ugly. I can see that one getting into turning into an ugly situation.
Yeah.
But, I mean, okay. Now, check this out, man. Now, I must say I do have a checkered past. I do have a checkered past. Now, I got one that I said that I would take to my grave. And it's not so much, it was like, somebody that I was involved with back in the day, long time ago. Now, I was minding my business. I wasn't doing nothing. They had a friend that stayed with us. The friend stayed over, you know. And, I mean, I just got off work, came home, you know, got in the shower, came out of the shower. She was standing right there. I mean, I ain't had nothing on but a towel. She acted like she was just finna get ready to get in the shower. Well, you know, one thing led to another. And, you know, next thing you know, we was waxing the floor with our booties.
Oh, you said with our booties.
And, hey, now I said I'd never tell that one.
Well, you just did.
I mean, that's why I just checked the chat room. Ain't nobody in there.
I hear you.
Well, I said. Just no archives this show.
I understand.
Yeah, it's out there now.
Yeah, but I mean, like, okay, other than sexual things, like, you might have cheated on something. You know, cheated doing something, cheated on your taxes. I mean, you might have stiffed the motherfucker. I mean, I know it's something somebody done did. Everybody over here ain't living just perfect. You know what I'm saying? And I understand to keep it real. I keep it real and all that. Wait, what?
Keep it real.
What is that, to keep it real fact? I mean...
Man, it was a tear on this tattoo, man, and we kept saying that, man.
No, I know what you're talking about. I'm just saying, everybody, I mean, that's the first thing. I mean, because I was watching Dave Spell, and I've seen a couple of keeping it real go wrong. I mean,
you know,
what is this thing about keeping it real all the time?
Well, you know, it seemed like after you get to a certain age in life, it's like, shit, you either going to like it or you going to hate it. You either going to stay or you going to walk away. So ain't no reason for me to lie.
All right, I understand that. So, I mean, that's the first thing everybody hollered, though. I keep it real. I mean, really? Come on. Hey, everybody's the same.
Everybody knows keep it real.
Everything. Exactly. I mean, I know motherfuckers been cheated on the test, taxes, everything, any and everything.
Well, I feel like when somebody say they keeping it real, they keeping what they say real. But then what they don't say is what the issue is. They're not gonna tell you what they did wrong. They just gonna make sure that everything that they did right, you gonna know about it.
So
keeping it real is you ain't got to hide nothing from nobody. You a grown-ass person. Why should you have to fucking lie about anything? If I'm going to lie to you, I might as well not even be with you or anything like that. Now, if it's brought to me, I'm going to tell you, yes, I did it. I'm not going to say, no, I ain't do it.
Right.
Keeping it real. I'm going to let you know before it happens. That's keeping it real.
Right.
Yeah. I hear you. It sound good, Candy, but that's bullshit. That's bullshit, and you know it's bullshit.
You just having a problem because you can't keep it real. Is that why you get mad?
You say what now?
I said, why you get mad? Because you can't keep it real?
Oh, no,
I'm not getting mad. She just let him have it, didn't she? Just mad over stuff. I mean... Why is everybody else's situation a problem? But yours can't be a problem.
Excuse me? I mean, say that one more time.
She is, I mean, for real?
Now, if you just keep it real and not hold back lies and hold back dirtiness or whatever the hell you're doing in life, I mean, everybody has a past. But
okay,
me,
and that's
one. I don't have no reason to lie to nobody about anything. That means keeping it real.
I bet a lot of females said that about that crazy one that couldn't take that lie. I mean, couldn't take that truth. You better watch out for them, girl.
Well,
that's why I tell the wrong one that can't take it.
Don't ask me if you don't want to know. I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Candy, I have to let you know, Candy. I got to let you know. Everybody lies. Nobody tells the truth 100% of the time. No one does. Everybody lies.
Of course not, because ain't nobody perfect.
And that's what I said. Y'all, you the one that went on this whole, you can't keep it
real. No, you're trying to say keeping it real. Y'all's taking a totally different, another level. I don't know what the hell y'all talking about, but keeping it real is keeping it real.
Okay, but what I'm saying, that's what I tried to say, but you trying to carry it another way.
Taking it another way.
I don't, because anything that you fucking do, I mean, whether you doing your taxes, whether you got a lie on the application, anything, I'm not just saying one particular thing. I mean, you the one came on here talking about, I keep it real with everything. All right, I'm glad you think that. Anyway. Janine, what's happening, baby? Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
Nothing. Is everything all right on here?
Hey, there.
Everything's fine.
Y'all always do, that's all. You know she's my eight. That's my girl there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what the topic was? The topic was secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Topic is, man. Is, man. Use is in that situation, dude. But go ahead.
Shut the fuck up.
This is English class.
Y'all on one side.
Just trying to lighten it up, y'all.
I forgot. Here I come to say the day.
The topic is.
What the fuck?
You act like you flubbergasted the day or something, man. The topic is. What's the matter, man?
Did you just have a brain fart?
Give me a secret. Hey, give me a secret, Janine. Give me a secret that you, whether it's past, present, or the future, there's just one won't nobody know about.
Let me see. Well, I have many secrets. Let me see which one y'all could hear about.
I like the way she said that.
Yeah, y'all can't know all my secrets.
I'm going to check the chat room and make sure you do it.
One particular time, who was that? My son's father caught me with my husband. We were like, we worked together. We were coming out the building together. And he just so up and down me and, well, he wasn't my husband at the time, but he was like, me and him was messing around. And I was just like, you know, you was just over-exaggerating.
You're taking it too far, baby.
Okay, wait, let me ask you a question. This is your husband before y'all got married, right?
Yeah, this was before
y'all
me and him
yet,
got
right?
married.
Okay, and that, didn't he know that that was your baby father anyway?
Yeah, he knew.
Okay.
And he tried to play it off. We were actually walking out the building together. We were talking. But we were like holding hands and stuff like that, walking out the building. When we walked out the building, we walked right into him. Because he was coming into the building. And he was just looking like, so, you know, he kind of like walked off like we wasn't walking together. But, you know, my guy at the time was like, that was like so obvious. That was like, he just is nice to me all the time, always buying me lunch and stuff.
Well, I would have been pissed off too. I'd have thought the same damn thing.
I know.
Yeah, you come on, get in this car.
Yeah, we got to go talk.
Talk right now.
I'll be listening to that Eminem song. Talking about, yeah, she in the trunk.
Wow.
I never admitted that. Never.
Okay, now let me ask you. Now, you say y'all got married. Did he ever look at him like, wait a minute, that's the motherfucker that,
Yeah, he knew who that was.
Who?
Okay. He was like, I knew you was from the right way. I was like, no, I wasn't. I waited until after we broke up.
Why did y'all say that? Lie, my lie. I mean, because I got played like that. I seen the motherfucker in the car with him. Motherfucker rolled past me. Is she trying to turn her head? I'm like, you know. I didn't beat her to the house. What the fuck you doing with him? Oh, he was just giving me a ride. Right, bitch, don't know how to come. It's like you your black ass up in this motherfucker. Now all of a sudden he's giving you a ride. And I be goddamn. We broke up. I be goddamn if they didn't get together. Oh, I got together out there.
Hey man, I got a secret, dog. I got a secret.
What's
man
that?
Y'all can't tell no. Well, it ain't a secret because I got caught. I tried to defraud the welfare system.
Oh Lord.
Oh my goodness.
Oh Lord.
I did.
So you probably still paying them back.
I ain't.
Who sounds like a motherfucker?
Wow.
Yeah, they make you pay back some food stamps in cash.
Yes, they
do. You have to say
you got to pay all that shit back.
Wow.
But you know what, though? You know what the kick is? A food stamp is 50 cents on the street. But to them, you got to get them the whole dollar back.
You sure do.
Did you break bread?
Huh? You sure do.
Yeah, you got to give them every dollar back. But on the street, you know, you can sell 100 for 50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they want every single stamp they ever gave your ass back.
Yeah.
And try not to pay them back. Them motherfuckers on your trail.
Yeah.
Hey, Hey, like you said, try not to pay him back.
Yeah, you do. I be wondering how the fuck did I get caught, man? What the fuck? Your social security number is a motherfucking United States, boy.
Yeah, Minnesota. You got caught in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. Maybe on your ass.
Yeah. How much you had to pay back?
It wasn't a lot because I didn't get caught. Like, I got caught at the very end when I was about to get off anyway. So I was working two jobs. And my guy had a job. Shit. We didn't have to pay nothing.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't getting all my food stamps. Huh?
Free food. It's free food. Shit.
I was getting food stamps and cash.
Oh, no, yeah, you fucked up right there. They don't pay when it comes to that. They hard when it comes to that cash.
I know.
When she walked in, they was reading her resume, and she looked up, they like, come on, man, you got the money.
Yes.
Well, I tell y'all, don't defraud the welfare system. You got to take that shit back.
They took my taxes one year.
Oh,
take everything you got.
They don't get it back.
Speaking of taxes, I got caught with that shit.
Wow.
I had no kids at the time, right? You know, I'm using kids. I'm using kids. I mean, you know, I was using like different kids every year. Man, but now here's how I got caught. Me and the girl made an agreement, right? How much I supposed to pay her. Okay. Well, I got back more than what I thought I was going to get back. Now, regardless to what, whatever, how much. And, I mean, ain't that the rule, y'all? If once you make that set amount, it don't matter how much they get back, as long as you get your set amount.
Right. That's right.
Well, she found out I got more money than what she thought I was going to get back. So this bitch tried to up the ante on me.
Well, how did she find out?
I don't know. I had no idea. I don't know. You know what? I think my baby mama told her. And so she was like, I want more money. Bitch, you going to take this and be happy. The bitch went and reported me. Man, they took all my shit. I ain't had no taxes since.
Damn.
I ain't had no taxes since. I don't even look forward to tax time.
I don't even, man. April 15th, just another motherfucking day to me. Fuck it. They make it hard for us. If you're a single man, they make that shit hard. This is what I understand about taxes. You know, you working, right? They take taxes out of your check, right? You don't got no control over how much they take. You don't control how much they take. But then at the end of the year, they tell you you owe them because you didn't pay enough taxes through the year, right?
You do control that.
How can I control how much they take out?
Because you change your exemptions with your job to take out more.
I always file zero, right?
Okay.
And then they tell me always, you know when you're filling it out, they say if you want to take extra. If I'm filing zero, why the fuck would I want to give y'all some extra money? I need extra money to get now.
Whoever doing your taxes ain't doing it right because you shouldn't be owing no money.
I do my own taxes.
Oh, well, you ain't doing it right.
I'm just saying, though, if I'm working and you're taking out $200 every check for taxes, okay, I don't control $200, right? If I controlled it, you would take $100. So why penalize me at the end of the year? I don't understand that shit. That's not my fault you didn't take out enough money. That's your fault.
You know what, dog? Hey, you're absolutely right. But I got one even better for you. I got one even better. Do you know these motherfuckers make us pay? I don't know about down there, But here, not only do it, we got to pay our child support, we got to pay these motherfuckers for keeping our records.
Nah, they don't do that shit here, dude.
What?
Dude, we got to pay for these motherfuckers to keep our records.
That's Indiana,
wow,
for you, dog.
That's in Illinois, too.
Because they live right next door to each other.
Mm, it's like a yearly fee.
Yeah.
Hey.
What the fuck is this? And they're like, oh, yeah, we have to take that out because you older. Wait a minute, hold up. Who the fuck I owe? The motherfucker says, shit, you got to pay them for keeping your record. I keep my own motherfucking record. Shit. Hey,
it's
I don't
right
need y'all.
Right, it's right on your
right.
check stub.
Right on
the take out black I'm going to tell you how fucked up Indiana's child support is. When my daughter moved up here, right, my daughter moved up here when she was 7 years old, right? Our case got transferred to Minnesota, right? I'm paying Minnesota child support, right? Do you realize Indiana was steady charging me? Dude, I had to come down there. Indiana said I owed them $10,000. But I'm paying child support to Minnesota. But Indiana says I owe them $10,000, right? So I call them on the phone because it's on my credit report. Indiana child support, $10,000. I'm like, what the fuck? I call them on the phone. I'm like, yo, my daughter don't even live in Indiana. My case is in Minnesota. They tell me, no, I got to prove it, right? I say, okay, well, look her up. All you got to do is look her up. Right? You know, she has a Minnesota address and everything. I had to come all the way to Indiana to get that shit taken care of. I came down there. I forgot what I came down there for. But I stayed at your crib. I know that. I came down there, straightened it out, right? Come back to Minnesota. A year later, they sent me another letter. Talk about now I'm up to like 13-something. I'm like, man, what the fuck?
I feel your pain, brother. I went through that for like 5 years straight. Every year they kept saying, well, you owe. I'm like, oh,
that's
what?
Just on your credit report, man.
Dude, trust
man,
me, I know.
My shit was like 12. My credit number was 12. Like, man, this is bullshit, man. I'm like, all right, see if you get $13,000 from me, motherfucker. Y'all better close that case. I ain't got it. You ain't gonna get it. Fuck that. $13,000. I ain't giving y'all shit. Fucking the state. Bitches. All right, y'all. We got way off the.
Yeah, we straight way.
Yeah, we got way off. But I got a quick question for y'all. What's the one thing that your mate does that you just fucking hate? I mean, they do something. Everybody does something that you just fucking hate. Like, when I'm with a woman, I can't stand it if she tell her fucking friends our problems. I hate that shit. That's our business. You know, that's there in our house. But you got to go around and tell all your goddamn friends everything, and then they got a suggestion. I hate that shit. Somebody else give me another.
Yeah. I'm with you on that,
man. I fucking hate that shit.
You know which one I hate, though? I hate when that motherfucker, when they know they wrong, but they still want to act like they right. And they're going to try to make it, well, it's your fault that I'm wrong. How the fuck is it my fault that you wrong?
I ain't heard that one.
No, okay, well, if you ain't heard it, let me tell you. This is how to go. You be like, well, I just told you that. Well, what? Well, I mean, how was I supposed to know? I just told you. Well, I didn't hear you. How in the fuck you didn't hear me when me and you was arguing about it for 15 minutes? Well, if you would have just said it instead of hollering, I would have been listening. What?
Oh, she shut down. What's she telling you?
No, that's just it. Oh, you know what? That goes on my list, too. I hate when don't shut down on me. Do not shut down on me. You shut down on me, ooh, I'll be ready to, I'll bring your ass back. If by the time I get to throwing shit and tearing shit up, oh, you going to be like, okay, let me just talk because this motherfucker tearing my whole house up. I ain't going to hit you, but I'm going to tear everything up around your ass. You look like the Tasmanian devil came through that motherfucker.
I don't get that one much. Candy, no, Butter, what's the one, what's something that you hate that they do?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Everybody got one.
Let me think. I'm kind of intoxicated right now, so please go, go first.
Okay. Candy, what about you?
You know, when you say something to your mate and they're like, let me see how I could put it. You know how when you ask somebody a question or you say something to them, and you know they ain't alive because they'll be like, well, what you mean, huh? When they say, huh? And you know you heard me.
Right, I say, huh, because I'm trying to think of something to say.
Right,
huh?
That's what I'm saying. You're like, huh? You heard me. What? You know what I'm saying? I hate that.
They give me a couple extra seconds to come up with a better lie.
Right.
Janine, what about you? No. Oh, sorry, Ken. I thought you was done.
I'm done.
Okay. Janine, what about you? What's one of the things that you hate that they do?
One thing is I hate to be ignored. That's one thing I hate. If you can't talk to me when I want to talk to you, then you might as well don't call me. That's how I be feeling. Unless you have an excuse, that's how I be feeling.
Wait a minute, do you mean like if y'all in an argument or something and he just ignore you, or you just in general?
No, just in general.
If he don't call you, is that ignoring you?
It depends on how long.
Okay, how long? Okay, you just gave me your number.
I ain't talking about somebody that just gave me their number. I'm talking about somebody I'm like in a relationship with.
Well, how many days does it take before you feel ignored?
Days.
You mean hours?
As much as the communication devices out here, you could text me if you can't call me back. I would say a few hours.
But you just talked to him a few hours ago.
Okay, but if I called you and you see I called, then evidently I wanted something.
So
Don't just ignore me like I didn't call you.
So what about the work count? Like, just say the person at work.
Yeah, I understand if you at work, that's different.
If I know you're just
sitting around or whatever, and it's been about 4-5 hours, I ain't heard from you, and I'm like, damn. You know, that starts now feeling like, okay, all right. It starts to sink in.
I might be playing Call of Duty.
Okay. I don't care what you playing.
I can't talk to you and play the game at the same time.
You don't be playing Call of Duty for no 5 hours.
Yes, he do. Yes, he do.
I play that motherfucker religiously.
So if somebody called you while you playing Call of Duty, you would just like, I'll call them back later. So how much later? So what, the next day you call somebody back?
I'll call when I finish playing the game. If it ain't my mom or my daughter, I just, you know, I'm not going to answer the phone. You leave a message.
Yeah, he's not lying.
Text me. I'll read your text.
I'll call the pastor wife. Like, what the fuck is you going after the phone? Oh, I'll play Call of Duty.
Well, I'm the evil bitch. Because when you do call back, I won't answer. I probably wouldn't answer your call for a whole week if I answer it at all again.
Let me ask you a question pertaining to that. Are you the type of person where you have to talk to that person, like, all the goddamn time? I'm saying, okay, let's say I'm talking to you, right? It's like 4 in the morning. We finally hang up. You go to sleep, wake up, and call me again?
No, we ain't kids. That's the shit you did when you was at elementary school.
No, I know somebody that does that. That's why I'm asking.
No. I don't be on the phone. I don't even be on the phone like that. See, that's my whole thing. I like my space, and I give people their space. So evidently, you know, when you get to know me, you will know when I call you, I need you. You see what I'm saying? It ain't because, but you see, you have to get to know me to know that. I'm not just going to call you for no reason. You're going to have all the space in the world dealing with me because I want my space.
Oh, so you ain't one of them ones to be like, you hang up. Nah, you hang up.
Right.
No, I'm not like that.
I've heard two grown folks do that type of shit.
I've been too busy.
That's pretty sad to me.
Mm-mm.
That's a sad ass case. That shit's sad to me. Some shit I just don't understand. I don't understand how you wanna be with somebody every minute of the day, man. That shit don't make sense. Every minute of the motherfucking day, I can't do it.
You hang up.
Crazy.
You hang up. Right. Nah, you hang.
All they take is that first time for me. Click. I mean, I figure, you know, you just get to the point. Like text messaging.
Mm-hmm.
You can say a whole fucking paragraph in 4 words in a text. you said 3 fucking sentences in 4 words. Just get to the motherfucking point. On my way. Outside. That means your ass coming out. I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand it. I mean, when you first meet somebody and you talk to them, of course, you know, you're going to spend a little time on the phone.
Yeah.
But you figure after that, you know, once I know you, you know, shit, fuck it.
Well,
we going to talk for 5 hours or so?
Let me ask a question, dog. Had anybody had an argument via text? I mean, y'all literally arguing with each other via text. Y'all, I mean, you mad, he mad, y'all texting each other. It's like you looking at what the person read, like, oh, no, the fuck, he didn't say this. And you text back something crazy. And it's just like y'all actually having an argument on the text.
I do that with my daughter. That's about it. She cusses me out in the little text shit. I don't understand that shit, but hold on, man. Hold on. Somebody just chimed in. They want to answer that question for you, dog. What's up, caller? Welcome to Sin City. Who is this?
This is Monique.
How you doing, Monique?
Hello.
What's happening?
Nothing much, cuz. How's it going?
It's good.
Okay, there you go. Ask Monique a question.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Monique, let me ask you something. You do a lot of texting.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, how you had an argument with somebody via text?
How do I what?
Have you ever had an argument with somebody via text? I mean, y'all actually argue each other. I mean, do you ever look at yourself after it's over like, what the fuck am I doing? How am I arguing with somebody via text?
Yeah, because they never take it in the same content. They always take it more than what it is. With text, period.
I mean, Okay, because I'm sitting
there. Hold on for a second, man. I got to disagree with you on that, Monique. Shut the fuck up means shut the fuck up no matter how you say it.
Which is true.
Yeah, you got a point.
You can't take that out of text.
Which is true.
Okay. Just trying to try a little joke now, that's all.
But at the end of the day, I mean, people use texts because it's a little bit easier because they really get to voice their opinion on where they want to be and people get heard completely. You know what I mean? Word for word. A lot of times when there's arguments being involved, the arguments are usually, you know, stated. Arguments usually don't go too well. Some people don't hear what you got to say. Some people do hear what you got to say. But at least in text, you get to understand everything that everybody's saying. Because you can go back and reread.
True, true. But, I mean, it ain't a good way to win. And the win argument is just not even text back.
No, the way to win an argument is discussion versus texting or arguing, period.
I mean, I understand that. But I'm just saying, if I'm sitting here and I'm texting you and you texting me and we just going back and forth, I'm just going to stop texting. I'm going to stop texting.
I'm like, definitely say the same thing. I would definitely stop texting my phone.
I'm back and forth with you. Somebody built.
All right, well, let me work on finding that, y'all. We're going to go to a song right quick. We'll be right back with y'all.
Walking around, looking for a way, but no one tells me which way to go. I'm caught up in a world, a labyrinth, a maze, where yes men could easily be no. I ask them no questions, they give me no answers. Following the wise, but they're walking in pampers. Give me a cigarette, smoking my cancer. Treat the pain away, but I still have no answer.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show, y'all.
You like me too.
How many of y'all like that song? Nobody
like
that song. Kind of played out. He on everybody's shit now. But before we get back into
Lil Wayne in it.
Before we get back to the show, I want to make a statement, announcement, or whatever you want to call it. As of today, Rick Ross is one of my favorite rappers. That dude tight as hell. Okay, y'all. Rick Ross is tight, man. His verse on Welcome to the Hood, that shit is bumping, man. Just his particular verse, that shit is rocking hard. Okay, then
like
what next? Oh, go ahead. You got something?
No, I was just saying I like.
Okay, I got you. Okay, I'm going to start with Butter.
Yes.
So I got one question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take for me and you to be together? For me to know everything about you.
Shit. We'd probably be married or
whatever the situation is. I mean, how long does it take for you to feel comfortable to tell me your deepest, darkest, dirtiest secrets?
We'd have to be married.
Okay, we're married. How many years are we married before I know this?
Oh, within probably that first year.
So it'll take about a year.
Within that first year, like, you know what I'm saying? That's when you should be able to, you know, I should know that if I'm marrying you, that I don't plan on getting a divorce. So within that first year, you should know everything about me.
Okay. Can I ask a question about that one? Now, you said within that first year after y'all married, that's when I should know everything?
Yeah. Like, you're going to know everything that is necessary to know about me. But there are certain things about me that I'm not just going to tell somebody that I might not end up with in a couple of years.
Okay, I understand that. And, I mean, that's a good point. But now, let me ask you. Don't you think I should know? I mean, because what you might tell me might just turn me off against you. So don't you think
yeah,
I should know?
Yeah, I'll that.
No, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you everything, like, such as, you know, such as the things that I'm going to tell you, things like I don't have to tell you or I have STD or anything, because I don't have to tell you or I don't have to tell you nothing that crazy that I'm turning you off. What I'm going to tell you is something that is probably something that hurts me or something that I have not dealt with within myself. But
right, and I understand that totally, and I agree with you. But I'm saying, now, what if you tell me this, and, like, okay, within we got married, and you like, well, okay, it's something that I've been needing to tell you. You know, something
right.
I've been needing to get off the
chest. And you
tell
me
this.
I used to be a man. Something like that.
No, I would never do no shit like that. I would never. That was something that you need to know when you get.
Yeah, that's something I should need to know when I say hello.
Right.
But no, seriously, now. I mean, but now, you think that if it's like, okay, if it's a chance that this person might be like, well, I don't know, man, because, you know, now you done told me this. This just might change my whole outlook about you.
Like, okay, like, say, I done had, this is just a hypothetical information. Say I done had like 6 abortions and I'm, you know, I don't have any children. before you marry me, you need to know that I've had these abortions, just in case you want to have a whole bunch of children and I can't no more because I've done something like that. That's not something that I would have.
Yeah, I would need to know that up front.
Right.
I would need to know that way up front, especially if we're talking marriage.
Right.
I that's one I would need to know.
That would be something that I would tell you if we're talking marriage. Now, if we just in a relationship, no, I might not tell you that. Now, if we're talking marriage and all of that, then I'm going to tell you, look, before anything, you know, I'm going to tell you, okay, look, I've had a certain amount of abortions. I don't know what's going to happen with my, but before you decide that you want to make me your wife and for the rest of your life, then you need to know this. And I would let him know before we got married, but and then he'll have that choice on whether he want to stay with me or not.
Okay.
I don't feel like anything that I tell you after I marry, after anything that I tell you afterwards will be that much of a problem that you need to walk away.
Yes, you bet.
But
hi.
It's only an hour and a half show, baby.
I was done with my comment when you just made that little
sassy. I'm just kidding. God, I'm trying. See, everybody say I'm always the asshole. I just try to have fun. Man, you taking it personal. It's just a joke.
Oh, this sound like you still the asshole to me. What you talking about?
That's a joke. Goodness gracious.
Okay.
Sunshine, what's up, baby?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I can see you down there, Sunshine. I'm going to get to you. I'm going to marinate on this one. Candy, how long do it take? How many years does it take for me to know everything about you? How long? I'm talking about your dirtiest, darkest secrets.
Mommy.
Yes.
You and your dog.
Lyric, down. Candy.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll come back to you. Janine, how long?
Never.
Let me rephrase the question. How long does it take for you to feel comfortable with me in order to tell me your secrets? Maybe that's a better way to put it.
Okay, only one person in this world, especially a guy that knows all my secrets. Other than that, you would never know all my secrets. I don't care. My husband didn't know all my secrets.
So you said we could be married 60 years, and
yeah.
I still won't know everything about you.
Are you sure right? Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I don't think that works. That won't work.
It will work.
I mean, you have a lot of men that have been married for 25 years and their wife don't know that they like to wear women clothing. So what's the difference? I mean, shit, it's true.
All right, Monique, what about you? Monique? Are you still with us? Okay. Sunshine, what about you?
I mean, it depends on, I don't know, because there's certain things that I believe should not be shared with your significant other. So, yeah, I don't think you'll never know everything either.
Really?
Yeah.
So y'all don't think y'all should share everything with y'all mate?
No,
because they throw it up in your face.
They look at you differently. They look at you differently.
First of all, hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
First of all, when you in a relationship, it don't matter if you're married, you're dating, y'all just fucking, you would never, ever know everything about that mate, because you're constantly learning that person. you could be together 30 years and still not know that person completely.
Well, that's so true. I'm saying what you just said is true. But what I'm saying is, tell me some secrets. Tell me some shit that I don't know about you.
I mean, I could tell you some secrets, but then there's still other secrets that you would never know.
But how long would it take? How long before you feel comfortable telling me those secrets? I mean, do we got to be together 2 years for you to tell me something? 5 years? How many years?
I'm pretty much an open person, but there are certain things that you will never know.
Okay,
I'm sorry. My mother has always taught me that you never give yourself up. Like, say I went out and robbed 10 people. I'm not going to tell you shit. You will never know. If I don't get caught, you will never know. That's going with me to my grave. Only people
that
don't know is me
share.
And the people that I rob. What?
I'm talking about the things you can share, though. Just little things that you feel comfortable with sharing with your mate. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I said. I said there are some things I would share, and there are some things that you would never know.
Okay, now my question is, how long does it take before you share those things that you're willing to share? How long do you have to be with them?
Hold up. I think the bottom line is what they're saying is they not going to tell us shit. They not telling us anything. Despite whatever you say, however which way you put this, they not going to tell us everything. But which seems kind of strange to me because, me personally, I feel like if you're supposed to be, if I love you like that and I feel like you're there for me, I'm going to tell you everything I need to tell you. Because, I mean, I'm sure it's some stuff inside deep up live that you probably want to check, that you want to tell somebody. I mean, and I feel better than somebody who I should love.
I agree with you, man. I agree. I tell a woman everything. If she the one, I believe in my heart she's the one, she can ask me anything, and I'll tell her the truth. Except if I ever killed somebody.
Now, see, you said if they asked you, the way you was making it seem like voluntarily, how long do we have to be together before I just come out and tell you certain things? If you ask me, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Whether you ask or volunteer. It doesn't matter.
So wait a minute. Ain't nobody
ever. It do matter because you don't know where that person's mindset is. They might not give a damn that you might have slept with five dudes and a woman. They might not give a damn about that because that some people feel your past is your past. They working on the future.
Shy baby. Calm down. I understand. Calm down.
I don't care.
Well, you talking real loud.
How you going to hear me if I do?
Tell me that it's going to be a problem. No, but seriously, now. I mean, I hear every woman, okay, I'm going to go to, is Monique still here? Monique, you still here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm sorry, my phone was breaking up. Said it again.
You met this guy, and I mean, you really feel like, I mean, you love him. You love him. I mean, you feel like, I mean, when he comes around, you feel the love he has for you. You can see it. I mean, you know, this is your dude. I mean, it's like it might have happened in your life, but you ain't shared with a lot of people, but you know, you might go to sleep thinking about it, wake up thinking about it. And some days you just want to get it off your chest. One day you just feel like you want to get it off your chest. I mean, would you tell this guy?
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's some wild shit, it's some shit that you like, okay, I've never told anybody this before, but I'm going to tell you. you got that. Tell him, right?
I'm myself. At the end of the day, I mean, I'm sure within myself. So at the end of the day, regardless of what question you go ask me, I'm going to be honest with it because I'm an honest person. And that's just how I am. But but that's just me. So regardless, I mean, I've been through some things in my life, but if you want to ask questions, I'm going to give you answers. Now, if I feel like it's a question that I don't think that you can possibly handle for yourself because of you as a person, then I might choose not to give you that answer, but I'm not going to say I'm not going to answer it. I'm going to ask you the question of, can you really handle the answer to that question you asked you?
Cool, cool.
They all lie and say they can, knowing damn well they can't.
What if I tell you I can handle it? You still tell
then
me?
I'm going to tell you the answer.
But now, okay, I understand what you're saying. I hear Johnson, but my thing is, without me asking, maybe I'm just sitting down one day. I'm sitting down, and, you know, we watch the TV. It is just something that's just been eating at you. Something been eating at you for a long time. Like, okay, I just need to talk to somebody. I mean, would you come tell me?
If I'm involved with you and we're on that level, then yes, I'm going to come and talk to you about it because you're supposed to be my rock. You're supposed to be my side. So if you're supposed to be my side, right. Supposed to be my rock. If you're bothering me, then I'm supposed to be able to tell you about it.
Right, and that's what and
that's
you said what now?
With no judgment being involved.
Right, and I mean that's what I was asking. I mean that was the question that I was trying to understand because it's like everybody like nah, I ain't gonna tell you everything, but I mean it's probably some things that you really want to get off your chest. I mean y'all actually gonna keep it bottled in.
I mean, you, what you fail to understand is a lot of people, both men and women, that'll take what you tell them, and you might feel like, I love this person and I can tell them anything, and at that time, they make you feel like they're your rock. But then afterwards, they start treating you different, they start making comments, you know what I'm saying, throwing things up in your face when you're arguing.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Okay, that's the lesson learned. Then I know I got to let you go.
Right.
But at the same time,
well,
what
if you marry?
All your secrets.
Right. What if you marry to this person, and you felt like, okay, this is my husband or this is my wife, and I can tell this person this, and now you done told this person, and every time y'all go have an argument, they get to throwing it up in your face.
Relationship. You need to go somewhere else. You need to take it to a therapist because at the end of the day, regardless of what you told him, he's going to find something to throw up in your face one day or another, whether it's your deepest, darkest secret or whether it's because you kicked the shoe around the room 8 months ago. That's
right.
Just how that is. So therefore, if you got to go as a couple and go get help to try to get this issue rectified, and if the person chooses not to change it, then bounce.
Right.
Period.
Well, I think you should tell him.
Well, he ain't bouncing with my secrets.
Not mine either.
Everybody should know everything, goddamn it. I mean, how you going to have a happy relationship if you don't know the person you're in a relationship with?
Well, how do they know that they don't know you completely? If that happens, what they know of you so far,
ain't no fleas hopping on my balls.
Excuse
me,
what the? We get some feedback from somewhere. Everybody be quiet. We might be listening to somebody else's conversation right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is the internet. You're saying. But no, I think in order for a relationship to work, you gotta know that person, man. You gotta know. You gotta. I mean, if my woman came to me and said, "Baby, I got something to tell you. Something you need to know. I've slept with 5 guys at one time before. That's some shit I need to know before we got married." Don't wait to be married then come telling me some shit like that. That will affect the relationship. That's something I need to know beforehand.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm saying that's not a affecting relationship. That's the man's insecurities. If you worried about 5 men and I'm already married to you and worried about 5 men from my past, that's your insecurities. That's something you need to work out.
That ain't nothing insecure about that. That's just something I need to know up front.
Right,
but
man,
why would you need to know that?
Hold on, man.
Yes, why would you need to know? As long as she can pass an AIDS test and she's clear and free of any type of sexually transmitted disease, why do you need to know how many men she slept with at one time?
Because you want me to answer that, I'll answer that.
Go ahead, answer,
I mean,
man.
Please do.
I'm gonna answer that, and I mean, and I know y'all gonna say this wrong. Now, as far as that goes, that's probably an ego thing. Because I probably, now that one, if I find out, like, and you say it, oh, not partly, oh, yeah, well, you know, I had them 5 men, you know, like a month before I met you. That would make you kind of look up like, I'm fucking with old gang bang right here.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I mean, you know what? Now, I'm going to tell you that I'm not perfect. I'm not nowhere near perfect. I never claim to be. Not going to even try to be. I mean, certain things now, come on now, certain things, you sitting there. I mean, we all was young. We all had our fun. I understand that. But now, if you came and told me, okay, that happened, all right, well, when did it happen? I'm going to ask the question, when did it happen? Well, it happened in my younger years. Okay, well, cool. Now, you just, shit just happened 2 weeks ago. No, we're going to have to reevaluate this relationship.
Exactly. That's what I need to know. I mean, look, ladies, okay, I'm with you. We together. We've been together 2-3 years, and now all of a sudden, you just found out that I got another kid that I never told you about. Now what? Oh, you didn't think you needed to know that up front?
Can I answer that one?
Please.
You know, it don't matter to me whether you tell me that up front or not, but the fact that you denying your child, that's the part that will fuck me up.
Well,
maybe
not.
Okay, Hold up. I understand what you're saying. But now, let's look at it from this aspect. I'm taking care of you and yours. And I've been doing that for a while now. Still got a problem with what I did?
Yep. I'm going to have even more problems.
Okay, I'm in that situation, and I went and got my stepdaughter and moved her in with us because that was not right to me as a woman and as a mother.
Okay, I understand. I'm just asking a question. You know what? You need a drink. You need it. You smoke weed?
No.
Well, you need a drink of blood. Your answers are really passionate.
She's feeling it.
No, but
I mean,
she's been through it.
Joking
with you. I'm joking. Calm down. I'm joking.
What I don't understand is, Kaz, I don't know if you're in a relationship, marriage, whatever, Chima. I don't know if you're in a relationship or marriage or whatever.
I ain't married.
You mean to tell me that you're clean and clear of everything that you've done in your past to your wife or your relationship or whatever? You can't sit and tell me that you're clear of everything.
My ex-wife knew everything about me.
Okay, I mean, but me and you had this same argument earlier. Oh, nobody is. Nobody's clean and clear of anything.
No, that's not true. My ex-wife knew everything about me.
My thing is, you're arguing about somebody not giving up the truth, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, is your back porch clean?
Woo!
I'm just asking.
I mean, like, no, my back porch dusty than a motherfucker, but I ain't ashamed to admit it.
Okay, well, you go for it, though.
Mine ain't.
Let's keep it real.
Squeaky clean.
But shit, but the difference between it, I can admit that. I don't have a perfect past. Never had one. Probably won't never have one. But I'm honest about it. I'm honest enough to say, well, I'm not perfect. I'm not finna sit there and say, yeah, I keeps it real. I don't lie about nothing. Yes, I have lied about a lot of things. I've lied, probably gonna lie again. Hell, I might lie before the night over. But shit. Shit, that don't mean I'm getting perfect. Not perfect. I'm not finna sit here and tell y'all, oh, I keeps it real 24/7. No. I mean, shit, certain situations, I just like a motherfucker might say, hey, how do I look? You look like a motherfucking Mack truck hit you. But because of me being a nice person that I am, baby, you look beautiful. I mean, I'm not gonna sit there and say that that's why I say I don't understand the definition of keep it real no more. Because everybody keep hollering.
Hey, dude. Speak for yourself, man. I am perfect.
Oh,
whatever.
Whatever. You just lied to yourself. You ain't lying to a female. You lying to yourself. Straight, for real.
If y'all notice, once God put me here, he stopped creating motherfuckers like me. Because I'm a specimen.
Boy, please.
I got a.
Short bus story. Short bus story.
I'm perfect, baby.
Short bus story.
Whatever that means, I'm perfect. I got a 40 ounce stomach. Shit. I got a 40 pack, girl. You better ask somebody.
I know that's right. A 40 pack. Not a six pack.
Right.
Okay.
I got a 40 pack. Y'all heard a six pack, right? I got a 40 pack. Check my background. Take the mirrors out your pocket. No, I'm perfect.
Oh, Lord.
I'm the baddest man on the planet. Go ahead with your story, man. Go ahead. Finish the show, man. Just had to get that out there, man. It was on my mind.
I didn't totally forget.
That's one of my secrets, bro.
That you perfect.
That's one of my secrets. You said if you got something to say, just say it, man. I'm letting y'all know that's my secret. I didn't want to tell nobody.
I wish Rev was on the show tonight. I wish Rev was on
the show
tonight.
Hey, Monique, you new to the show?
No, I've been on it before.
Right, you've been on the show before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I
tell them.
All right.
Right? Just say you're perfect.
Don't lie to him, please.
Mr. Perfect, baby. Y'all better recognize.
Oh, Jesus.
A man like you only come once in a lifetime, girl. Once in a lifetime. So when I come knocking at your door, you better hold on. You don't want to let me go.
You come knocking at my door, you better duck and dive.
I was waiting on that one.
I give you that. I set myself up for that. I give you that one.
That's it.
I'm still perfect. It's a shame to be here.
Hey, y'all. Check this out. We need some help here. We've been in this chat room, man, Tuesday and Wednesday. Man, we ain't feeling no love in the chat room no more. What's up?
That's true.
Get down with your home.
Really?
You know what I don't understand about the chat room? This is what I understand about the chat room. Ladies, this is exactly what I understand about the chat room. How can y'all not want to see this lovely face? I don't understand that.
You know what? That's the kind of thing for you to say about me, bro. I really appreciate that. I appreciate that, bro. I really do.
Man, I wasn't talking about you.
Oh.
Nigga, please.
No, y'all, but look, y'all, we work hard on the chat room. We work hard on the site. What's up, man?
Y'all got to love, hey.
Now everybody quiet.
What?
You didn't have requests for you.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't have a lot of requests for you.
Well, let me see what I can do.
Monique.
Yes,
sir. CityCity.spruce.com.
Say that again.
You know we're in the chat room, SinCity.spruce.com.
And y'all be there on Tuesdays and Wednesdays?
Tuesdays and Wednesdays, directly after the show, live via webcam. Matter of fact, I'm in there kicking it right now. Well, you know what, Sunshine, enjoy me. Hey, Sunshine, what's up, baby? Oh, me and Sunshine in there together. Ooh, she got some big ones, too, y'all.
She's naked. I'm on my way.
Come on, baby.
All right, y'all. We bringing it down. We bringing it down. Y'all know how we do at the end of the show. Buddy, you got the flow first.
I enjoyed myself tonight, and I will be back next week.
Outstanding. Don't forget about the chat room. Candy?
Nice show. Talk to y'all next week.
Don't forget about the chat room, man. Come on. Y'all would have loved that, Janine.
Good talking with you guys. I would try to get on there tonight. I'm going to
y'all
try.
Know if y'all don't get on there tonight. Y'all gonna miss perfection, right?
Perfection? You gonna take your clothes off?
Girl, if I took my clothes off, you'd be making a trip.
Oh, really? Really, really.
You better ask somebody.
Oh, okay. Well, so when I get there, you better kidnap my ass.
You ain't gonna want to leave.
Yeah,
you're gonna
okay.
kidnap yourself.
Yeah, you're gonna be bolted that damn door shut after I got through with your ass.
You ain't going nowhere.
I'm from Missouri. Show me.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Damn.
Hey, Janine?
Yeah.
Don't bullshit.
Don't bullshit me now. Monique. Hey, Monique. How you doing?
I'm fine.
That's good. That's good. You got any last words?
Have a good night. I'll talk to y'all next week.
Chat room. Woman chat room. Get the chat room.
I'm not in the chat room right now. I don't have internet service right now. I'm in somebody's house right now.
Okay.
Working.
You got a cell phone? You know you get our chat room off from your cell phone.
Oh, for real?
That's how we do. That's how we do in City.
Hold on, y'all. I got to stop him before he even start. Did you just use that same line you used back at In Effect?
I'm about to put you on mute, bro. I got to put you on mute, dog. Sunshine, you got any last words?
Yeah, it was a pretty good show from what I tapped in on and listened to. But, could you please wake up out that little dream you're in, Mr. Perfect?
Dream. Baby, I am a dream. I'm a walking dream.
A walking nightmare.
Hey, depends on who you ask. If you ask my baby mama, then it's probably a nightmare. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, hey. You want to give it a shot? You want to try me out?
Mm-mm, no, thank you.
You sure? You don't know what you're missing,
positive.
Girl?
Yes, I do, Mr. Want to get a discount with a prostitute?
Hey.
Hey.
Okay, y'all kids play nice. Play nice.
All right. You make sure you call the show next week because I'm going to come back for that one, all right? I ain't going to forget neither. Trust me, I wrote it down. Sunshine got
okay.
something for her.
Okay. All
right. You got your last words, dog?
Yeah, I'm up in the chat room, dog, and looking real nice up in here so far.
All right. Hey, I dedicate this. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish up, dog.
I see red toenail polish, man.
Lord have mercy.
I'm zoning now. I'm seeing red toenail polish. I'm zoning.
All right, y'all. On that note, I dedicate this song to everybody. This from me to y'all. Because I'm perfect.
Of me.